People with Down syndrome are becoming pioneers in Alzheimer's research. NPR's John Hamilton explains.
At a clinic in La Jolla, California, a dark-haired man in a t-shirt and sneakers is taking a test. A researcher named Michelle Herman is making sure he knows what to do.
But she asked you to do some things with these blocks to understand how your brain works, right?
Yeah.
The task is to arrange the blocks in the shape of two red diamonds.
Voila.
Voila.
Two red diamonds.
The man's name is Justin McCowan.
Justin Paul Donald McCowan.
And how old are you, Justin?
39.
Justin lives 125 miles away in Santa Monica. His parents have been bringing him to this clinic run by the University of California, San Diego, because he has an unusual brain.
Yes, I do have Down syndrome.
Down syndrome is a genetic disorder that's best known for causing intellectual disability. But Michael Raffi, who's in charge of the clinic, says the disorder also causes another problem.
People with Down syndrome represent the world's largest population of individuals predisposed to getting Alzheimer's disease.
That's because Down syndrome is caused by the presence of an extra copy of chromosome 21. One of the genes on chromosome 21 happens to control the production of something called amyloid. And amyloid is what forms the sticky plaques associated with Alzheimer's. Raffi says in people with Down syndrome, these amyloid plaques start to appear in childhood.
By the age of 40, 100% of all individuals with Down syndrome have the pathology of Alzheimer's in their brain.
And most go on to develop problems with thinking and memory by the time they reach 60. Raffi tells me about one of his patients, a woman named Irma. He shows me a medical form that Irma signed in 1999 when she was in her mid-50s.
You can see her signature is on the line. It's clear. She wrote it in script.
Then Raffi shows me more signatures from Irma. 5 years after the first one, her script has become larger and less precise. In the sixth year, she abandons cursive for large block letters.
About 10 years into it, she's really misspelling her name. And by the last year, there are only a few characters written that resemble letters. And in the very last year, it's completely blank.
People like Irma used to be rare because the medical problems associated with Down syndrome meant they usually didn't live long enough to get dementia. Today, though, people with the disorder often live into their 60s. And Bill Mobley, who chairs the Department of Neurosciences at UC San Diego, says that has created a huge opportunity for Alzheimer's research.
This is the one group in the world that you could argue would benefit most by the institution of early therapy.
Early therapy means starting people on drug treatment years before the symptoms of Alzheimer's appear. It's still not clear whether it works, and it's been hard to test because in the general population there's no good way to know who is going to develop Alzheimer's. But for people with Down syndrome, it's a near certainty. And Mobley says finding a drug that works for them could help millions of other people.
This approach to treating Alzheimer's disease might apply to all of us. I mean, imagine someday a drug that we all start taking when we're 25 so we never get Alzheimer's disease.
That's a long-term goal, but already people with Down syndrome are making a difference in Alzheimer's research. Early work with Down patients helped confirm the importance of amyloid. More recently, people with the disorder helped test an eye exam that may offer a simple way to screen for Alzheimer's. And then there's the study that Justin McCowan signed up for.
I had a CAT scan, and I was in a special machine. It's called an MRI.
The study is testing a drug known to prevent Alzheimer's in mice. To help gauge its effect in people, Justin spent hours with a needle in his arm while researchers monitored levels of certain chemicals in his blood. He says he volunteered for the study because he wants to help people, especially a friend of his who also has Down syndrome.
Her name is Maria, and I feel very sad about Maria because she doesn't remember anything.
Justin's parents, Don and Anna Marie McCowan, say their son's memory is still sharp. They hope that what scientists are learning from people like Justin will keep it that way. John Hamilton, NPR News.